So a few weeks ago, there was a rumor on Reddit that Doctor Who was going to get a complete reboot on AMC with Sony co-funding that. And people kind of laughed it off. Some other people were like, no, this kind of makes sense. Well, part of that has come true today. It has been announced that all of modern Doctor Who, except for the two Disney financed seasons, are coming to AMC.
AMC Plus, yeah, starting in June. Yeah, they don't. Right. They don't want the shitty Gauntlets because they'll shooty themselves in the foot. They don't want that.
Well, that's probably tied up with Disney too. So
sure it is. I mean, let it be tied up and stay where it is. Tie them up and leave them there. Sounds like a plan.
So I guess my feeling on this is if this part is true, the AMC Plus was going to be the streaming home of Doctor Who, then the next part of it might also be true, which is Sony's going to come in, help co-finance new episodes, but under the condition that they completely reboot the show.
I still think they should let it rest for a while. That's, just me. Let it rest. And then if you're going to reboot it, do it then.
Yeah, I mean, look, Doctor Who had a, 16-year hiatus before. And, you have to build some interest. You have to have people want Doctor Who. They have to want more Doctor Who. Well, if you keep giving them shitty Doctor Who.
Well, that's just it. They've gotten themselves, they paint themselves in a corner so badly that you can't even move forward with what you have. Decades old, you've completely ruined it in the last, just few years. You can't move forward. You'd have to completely start it again because you've undid so much of it and, retconned so much to a place where it can only be saved if it's completely, burned to the ground and started all over again.
So let's talk about the announcement and speculate as to where Doctor Who could go. Because
in the toilet,
really,
right in the
rubbish bin. All right.
Shit.
Before we get into it any further, please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants, guys. You'll get woohoo if you do.
Woohoo!
This is Neon. I am here with Geeky Sparkles.
Hello.
And if you want more of us, go out to more, more.clownfishtv.com for episodes you will not find here on YouTube. So thank you very much to our reefers for the support. Let's talk about this. Radio Times has it. Doctor Who confirmed for exclusive new streaming home in the U.S. and network is thrilled.
Oh, that makes one person, you know.
So. Most of the modern era of Doctor Who is coming to AMC Plus this summer.
To be fair, most of it was good. It was just Whittaker and, Capaldi, the writing he was given to work with kind of sucked. It started to go downhill with Capaldi, and then it got to Whittaker, and then they're not even going to touch Gatwa.
Yeah. Capaldi is my personal favorite of the new Who Doctors. I agree. Half of his episodes were trash. But when you put him and Missy together, though, it was magic. It was really, really good.
I liked Missy in those. I liked Eccleston and Tennant the best, even though my Tennant is jaded with the way he's been behaving.
He's weird.
Crazy uncle.
He is like your crazy uncle, yeah. The first 13 seasons of modern Doctor Who have found a new streaming home at AMC Plus in the U.S. has been confirmed. And again, this was a rumor just a couple of weeks ago, and now it's been confirmed. So the second part of the rumor is that they're going to completely reboot the show going forward. We'll get there. We'll talk about that. Doctor Who seasons 1 through 13, spanning 176 episodes, including multiple specials, will land on AMC Plus on June 11th. And this is Eccleston, Tennant, Smith, Capaldi, and Jodie Whittaker. So basically the pre-Disney era. Mm-hmm. Sharing the news, the official Doctor Who social media account wrote, 13 seasons, 5 Doctors, hours of adventure. Please watch it. Please come back. It's important to note the deal doesn't include the classic 1963 to 1989 run because they consider that kind of a different show. It's kind of like we worked on Disney Comics and the classic Disney characters were different from the Disney afternoon characters. So you could have a license for Uncle Scrooge, but you didn't have the right to DuckTales because that was considered a separate thing. It was a reboot.
Yeah, and you want to watch those, you got to go watch Pluto.
Yeah, Pluto's got a streaming channel, but they've always kind of separated out the classic show. Also won't include the 60th anniversary special or the latest two seasons of Doctor Who because they were financed by Disney Plus.
They can stay over there. Completely fine by me.
That's fine. Just keep it over there.
I feel like I kind of, I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of starting to see where the Daleks are coming from. Exterminate. You know, I kind of see their point now.
Doctor Who strengthens AMC Plus's position as destination for premium genre storytelling, curated franchises defined by iconic worlds, passionate fan bases, and enduring cultural impacts, says Courtney Thomas Zama, Executive Vice President of AMC Global. We're thrilled to welcome the Hooniverse into our home of fandom, giving longtime fans a reason to return while inviting new audiences to discover one of television's most beloved franchises.
My advice to you, if you haven't watched it, watch Eccleston up to, you know, Capaldi, and you can stop there.
Pretty much, yeah.
And only half a Capaldi, by the way.
Only half a Capaldi. Oh, Bill was
If I have to hear Bill going on about, because I'm a lesbian, one more time. And Clara, don't even get me started.
Clara was Mary Sue. She was, yeah.
I couldn't stand Clara. They could have killed her off 100 times and I'd have been like fine with it.
So here is where it gets interesting. So this was on Reddit. Somebody posted what I'm assuming is a fake press release now, because it's past the date that the press release was dated for, but it could be that they just haven't gotten.
Oh yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So they were saying on Reddit that there was an announcement from AMC, which again, this is before the AMC deal was announced, that they were going to reboot Doctor Who with Sony. And there have been rumors that Sony wanted to be involved in Doctor Who, but the deal was with Sony is the only way they got the Sony money is if they completely rebooted the show, rebooted the show.
It could be a couple things. One, they could just not put the press release out because it already got leaked and they just wanted to make it look like they were, you know, prove them wrong. Other part could be maybe the Sony thing hasn't worked out completely yet and the AMC is getting the old shows, but we don't know where it's going to move forward because they aren't mentioning it, because it could still be that they're working on it.
Yeah, and this could have been a possible, I mean, the timeline kind of gels because this press release, and we'll go out to it, because I'm assuming now it's bunk because it's, you know,
It could be that it was real and they just changed the plan because they wanted to make it look like these reporters were full of shit. Because they don't want the, you know, because they just didn't release it to make it look like they were lying when they weren't actually lying.
Yeah, because it was dated for 5/11, so, and it's the 14th, and they just announced that AMC's streaming it. But here's the original, so I'll show the original Reddit post. And it looked very official. AMC Global Media announces partnership with Sony Pictures Television and BBC Studios for a new era of Doctor Who. Now, this was dated for May 11th originally, mm-hmm. but now, you know, it's turned out that AMC is streaming Doctor Who. So,
right. So either they're going to save that announcement for later, or they just haven't worked it all out yet something, or it fell through. Who knows? And they still have the rights to the old shows.
But they said, this is a rumor. It's coming from Reddit.
Apparently part of it came true. So
part of it came true. That's why I'm like, is this actually in the works? We just haven't finalized it yet. They said, under the terms of the agreement, the three companies, that'd be AMC, Sony, and the BBC Studios, they'll jointly finance and produce three new seasons of Doctor Who with global distribution spanning linear streaming and premium platforms. Okay. AMC Global Media will oversee international network premieres. Again, AMC, international network premieres and streaming rollout across its portfolio, while Sony Television will lead worldwide content distribution. The BBC Studios will continue to produce the series in the UK, maintaining the show's creative roots and legacy. The BBC has partnered with Sony in the past. They partnered with HBO in the past because they're broke.
That sounds like the BBC is just going to keep doing more of the same, though.
This is where you got to do what the person with the money tells you to do. They said the partnership represents the next chapter for a globally beloved franchise with limitless storytelling potential, says spokesperson for AMC. By combining the strength of our international platforms with the production expertise of our partners, we are building a scalable multi-series universe designed for today's audiences. The reboot will introduce a newly imagined narrative, refreshed cast, and expanded storytelling scope while honoring the core mythology that has defined Doctor Who for decades. Production is expected to begin in 2027 with the first new season slated for global premiere in 2028.
Yes. Now, we talked about this before. We did a video about this before on this. I know we did. But I'm just saying, I mean, it's like, it sounds to me like either they're trying to just roll it out in small bits or they haven't got it all worked out completely. And that's why they had to scrap the press release.
Or Sony wants to wait to see how it's received on AMC. Like, is it worth making new Doctor Who if people don't watch it.
Here's the thing, though. There's nothing else you can do but completely reboot it because or reset it or however you want to rephrase it because they've got themselves painted into such a corner and they've gone back and retconned so many important things like the Timeless Children thing and all that.
That has to be retconned.
They did all that and that completely ruined everything about the show. Like, there's no other way to move forward unless you completely start over and make it from the beginning because now where you can't go anywhere. You know what I mean? You've completely fucked it up. There's nothing else you can do. You're gonna have to start it again. There's only way to unfuck it is to start all over again.
Is that like being a born-again virgin? It's like I know I've done it with a lot of guys, but I'm just gonna pretend.
I'm resetting people. I'm resetting.
I'm resetting my vagina. That's what I'm doing.
My truth is I'm rebooting my vagina.
My truth is I'm a virgin now.
I identify as a virgin. I don't care if I have two kids. I identify as a virgin now.
Oh, boy. All right. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. I still have not given up complete hope on Doctor Who yet. We just need people to come in and go back to basics with it. I mean, I'd even be okay with Moffat. And the Timeless Children thing, very easy. I mean, you've got time travel, wibbly wobbly, timey wimey. All you got to do is be like, oh, the master was tricking the doctor. The Timeless Child was actually Susan Foreman.
It sounds like if they're going to reboot it, they're going to just start again.
Doctor number one.
Yeah, man. That's what it sounds like to me. Because that's kind of what they, it wasn't the first doctor, but it's kind of like its own thing where it's season one again. So I think that's what they're going to have to do. Either, you know, continue it down the road and undo it, or just at this point in time, I don't see how else you can do it unless you start at Doctor One again, because you're going to have to start over. There's no way to undo it. You know, it's already done. Like, you can't, oh, it was because the master, whatever, you'd have to tie that to what you already have. To do that, you're going to have to give a clean break and start again. I just don't know if people are going to give enough shit about it. And if it's going to change with the same people behind the other idiocy, is it going to make a difference?
Well, that's the thing. If the reboot is just more of the same, it's kind of like comics. Like, we're going to reboot this comic book with the same people, the same creative team that were on the other.
That's not a reboot. That's just a trick to try to get you to buy, you know, a bunch of number ones again.
Right. That's exactly it. It would have to be, yeah, if you were going to actually reboot it, you would have to either do what Russell T. Davies did originally, which was we're going to set it years after the original Doctor Who and not even really mention the classic series until we, you know, kind of find our footing with it, or just be like, yeah, it's Doctor number one all over again.
That's the only thing you can do. Putting Doctor One all over again is the only way they can go.
That's going to piss people off.
Because they have already put themselves into a tight, tight, tight corner. And I don't see how else they can get away with it or get out of it unless they just completely start again. I think you need to let it rest for quite a while before you can even get away with it.
It's going to be like Battlestar Galactica. And it's like, okay, the Daleks are humans now because it's cheaper.
Well, as they kind of did with Whittaker. It's like, we're going to make the bad guy, the villains are all man, and especially people who look like Trump, because, you know, it's cheaper than lots of coffee shop talking, because it's cheaper than
cheaper,
actually paying
it's a drama,
for,
yeah.
You know, the special effects. And it didn't go well. Of course it didn't go well. So, I mean, I'd argue that Capaldi with the writing didn't get a fair shake, and even Whittaker probably didn't get a fair shake with what they gave them to work with, but then their attitude kind of sucked too, which didn't help.
Yeah, that didn't help. So, all right, we got to wrap this up.
Yeah.
Please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants. We'll talk later.
Bye.